You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from. This story starts out like any other story that involves two sisters. Meet Molly and Sadie.
Sadie, what did you do to my doll?
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell Mom.
No, don't tell Mom.
Why are you always touching my thing?
Molly, you always touch my things first.
No, I don't.
Ow, let go of my
Stop
hair.
Stop hitting me.
You're hitting me first.
It didn't matter if it was a sunny day or a rainy day, a school day or a weekend. They fought and fought, day and night. Their parents used to tell them they would be best friends someday, but Molly and Sadie thought they were crazy.
I'm never going to be best friends with my sister.
One October evening, Molly and Sadie's parents took them to the county fair. It was going to be so fun. They would ride the roller coasters and the big Ferris wheel. And maybe just for one night, these two sisters would get along. But as soon as they arrived, the same old show started.
Hey, I was going to get out of the car first.
Ow, Mom, she pets me.
No, I didn't, you big baby.
Mom, she called me a baby.
For just one night. Can't the two of you have a good time?
Well, she started it first.
No, she hit me first.
Sadie, that's enough from you.
It's not fair.
Enough.
Oh, sure. It's my fault.
And so they tried to enjoy their night.
Come on.
Try your luck in our funhouse. Special prizes if you can get through the whole ride.
Okay, Molly, make sure you hold your sister's hand.
Sure, I'll keep her safe.
Yeah, right.
Okay, please stop.
We're going now.
Come on.
The funhouse awaits. The one place where all of your wishes come true.
I wish you were never born.
I wish I'd never see any of you again.
This way. Oh wait, that's a mare. Okay, no. Sadie, come this way.
No, come this way.
Sadie, don't leave me alone over here.
Look what I found.
Okay, I'm coming. Molly followed Sadie. She had found a tall black door. A green glow shone underneath. On the door hung a sign that read, "Come inside. Don't be shy. We grant your wishes. Don't ask us why. Open it. Go."
"No, you do it."
"Way, ladies, I have been waiting for you. Take your seat in the next available cart. For your safety, please remain seated at all times." The girls took their seats.
"I'm gonna sit there."
"Hey, I wanted to go on that side first."
"No, you didn't. I sat here first."
"Well, move."
"No, I'm not moving."
"Ugh, fine. Any last wishes, ladies? But the sisters were too busy fighting to hear him. The black cart was now moving faster and faster into a dimly lit tunnel. Nothing could prepare them for the lesson they would learn this very night.
What's going on? Sadie?
Molly, I'm going to fall!
The cart was starting to split in two, right down the middle between the two sisters.
Sadie, hold on!
Suddenly, the carts took two sharp turns, each going in opposite directions.
Sadie!
Molly! Molly!
Sadie!
Each sister now faced a long, dark tunnel on their own. Here we go, and up. And up. And up. Stop! Before she knew it, Molly found herself outside the funhouse. Her mom ran to her.
Oh my gosh, finally. Molly, let's go home. We thought you were never going to come out of there.
We were not that long, Mom. Did Sadie come out already? She looked around.
Honey, who are you talking about?
Sadie, my sister, your daughter.
Your sister?
Yes, we got separated inside and there was a tunnel and a car and a creepy guy behind a green door and her thoughts were racing. Did she get lost? What if something bad happened to her? Her sister was so small. I have to go back inside, Mom. Sadie must be so scared.
Molly.
Sadie must be so scared.
Molly, listen to me. You've never had a sister. What's the matter with you? Have you had too much soda?
Molly had never felt such a horrible feeling in her chest before. Sadie?
I wish you were never born.
Sadie? She mumbled under her breath. Meanwhile, Sadie found herself in front of the funhouse as well, but something was definitely different. The fair was empty. It appeared closed and abandoned. There was no one in sight. Where was everyone? Her parents? Her sister?
Help!
What had happened?
Hello!
She started running towards the exit. But before she knew it, she was right back in front of the funhouse.
Anyone?
But no one responded.
Mom, where are you?
The two sisters stood in front of the funhouse in disbelief. The wishes they had made earlier that evening had come true. I wish my old life back, thought Molly. Nothing happened.
I wish more than anything my sister was back,
thought Sadie. Still nothing happened.
I wish this night it never happened.
It was hopeless. What was done, was done. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful what you wish for, lest it come true.
Help! Mom, where are you?